My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Friday 8 o'clock, that means John Feinstein joins us, best-selling author, Washington Post columnist. He's brought to you by Golfdom, where you can now custom fit. Get your clubs custom fit there. The new GT Metals from Titleist or the new Apex Irons from Callaway. Visit them in Tysons, Rockville, or Annapolis to get your game ready for fall golf. Golf them by Worldwide Golf. Get there. Morning, John.
Morning, fellas. I love fall golf.
Oh, yeah.
It's the best time of year to play golf, I think, because you've been playing, so your game should be in some kind of decent shape, and the weather's just usually great.
The problem is the leaves.
Under a leaf, you can move it out without penalty.
That's true.
Yeah, the leaf rule, yep.
Yeah, but with the leaf rule or whatever, you often lose your ball because it's just covered in leaves. You know, that just sucks. I hate it.
Shocker. Well, you and John are on different ends.
Depends on where you're playing because a lot of courses.
Well, I know they do keep it up, but still, you hit it just a little off the fairway and it's just under a leaf somewhere.
That's all right. You're dropping right there and you're just
dropping it right there and keep playing.
Yeah, right.
Hey, by the way,
you can afford to lose a couple golf balls. It's no big deal.
Yeah.
John, horrible story. Horrible. I hate to start the interview off with this. Johnny Gaudreau of the Columbus Blue Jackets and his brother, Goudreau's 31, his brother Matthew's 29. Where were they, Cakes?
They were in New Jersey.
They were in New Jersey for their sister's wedding, which is tomorrow. They're riding bikes, and a drunk driver killed them.
Oh, my God.
Imagine.
It's devastating.
It's the worst story ever.
Well, the story of Buddy Tevens getting hit by an F-150 while riding his bike is pretty god-awful, too.
That's the really Dartmouth bad. Coach? Is that what that was? Is that who that was?
Dartmouth coach, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, and one of the most respected guys in college football.
Yeah.
Helped start the Manning camp, helped bring in the rules about tackling, how to tackle in practice. Very successful coach. He was in his second stint at Dartmouth, 19th year. But this
sounds awful.
It's awful. Here's the thing, John, and everybody wants to have bike lanes and everything, and for whatever reasons, but you gotta be careful. Like in my two of my kids are in New York City this summer. One's still there, and he's like, "Yeah, Dad, everyone uses bikes now. So if you go out drinking, you just hop on a bike." And I said, "Okay, that kind of sounds okay in theory." And then then I got to the city when I was dropping them off, and I'm like, "You're not riding a bike here. This is a nightmare." People are crossing intersections on their city bikes. Right. I mean, it is. And then to be riding one drunk is insane.
No, of course not. And I'm sure you guys have been part of this. I've been part of this. Is there's a lot of tension between bikers and cars.
There is.
Because the bikers think they have certain rights, which they do.
Right.
And the drivers are like, get that blank out of my way.
Right.
And it's not a good situation. I mean, I understand the reason for bike lanes and more people biking and all that. But there's, like with anything that's relatively new, and this is relatively new, There are still issues that need to be worked out. It can be, as we found out with the Goudreau's, it can be horrible. And of course, anybody driving drunk,
well, yeah, that's a disaster.
Is putting people at risk.
Well, yeah, it's also just a horrible story. The scooters. To be honest with you, I don't want to do the whole thing, but like, scooters are kind of ubiquitous now in cities. And I was riding one. I told the story.
Use them all the time.
Yes.
I was using one in Indianapolis when my daughter was there for a volleyball tournament, and I was just scooting around on the sidewalk, you know, one of these motorized things. And a cop finally told me on the third day I was there, he's like, you know, you're supposed to only use this on the street. And when on the street, right. No thanks.
Mm-mm.
And people do it.
Right. No. There's a lot of scary issues involved, and occasionally tragic issues, as we found out last night, I guess.
Yeah. Hey, we're just another side issue. We were talking about, so Alcaraz loses. I don't know if you've been watching any of it.
Right.
Loses in straight sets, 74th guy. It's stunning because he's so good, but these guys in the top 100 and on the men's, hell, the top 1,000, these guys are monsters. So it's not.
Well, yeah. I mean, you don't,
so
people
good.
Forget. I always get upset. I think I've said this to you guys before. When someone refers to a player on the PGA Tour as a journeyman.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know how good you have to be?
They're incredible.
To get to the PGA Tour, to get to the U.S. Open tennis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This guy, Vanderslips, he's beaten good players before. It's not like he just came out of nowhere and beat Alcaraz. Now, for Alcaraz to lose to anybody in straight sets,
that's shocking.
Because he just doesn't lose that way. And you have the feeling something was wrong with him last night. That he clearly wasn't himself and couldn't figure out how to get out of whatever it was. And Vanderslip, you know, recognized he had an opportunity and played very well. But it is stunning because Alcaraz has been so consistent and so good for the last couple of years. You know, he won Wimbledon this year. He won the French Open this year. That's really hard to do because the surfaces are so different. He's won the U.S. Open before. So, yeah, that's a shocking loss. There are very few losses in sports that I think of as shocking.
Mm-hmm.
But that would be one.
But here was what the question I was trying to get at, John, is that I've often said I think tennis, just being an amateur tennis player, played tennis my whole life, tennis is just the most grueling mental sport. And I play a lot of golf, too. And Drab brought up, well, golf is – which one is more? You've covered both. You've written books, super successful books on both. I feel like tennis is more grueling because you got the other guy just kicking you when you're down, smashing you.
Well, it's also more physical. More physically demand.
More physically. Well, but there's no doubt physically.
Yeah.
But
career.
Golf is also mentally grueling and demanding, too. But I feel like tennis is maybe the most.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not sure I'd say one or the other is the most, but they are very different.
Yeah.
And the difference is you're having a bad night, you're having a tough night, and the other guy can jump all over it.
Yeah, he's trying to kill you.
And the other guy, sometimes the other guy just has a great day. Now, that being said, I've seen a lot of matches through the years where a guy like Vanderslip has a chance to beat a guy like Alcaraz.
Mm-hmm.
And then when he realizes what he's doing, he chokes.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, oh my God, I can beat Carlos Alcaraz. I saw that happen a lot with top ranked players when I was covering tennis on a regular basis. You know that a guy might win two sets, the underdog, and then somehow the favorite rallies and wins the third set. The match is over. The favorite's going to win in five.
Mm-hmm.
You know it. And Vanderslip, that's why the key set, well, obviously, was the third set last night, because if Alcaraz could have won the third set, maybe he turns the match around. Maybe Vanderslip gets tight. Now, the thing about golf is the golf ball doesn't get tight.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're struggling, if you're hitting it right and left, you're hitting it right and left. And there's nobody to screw up and give you a chance to get better. The only person who can give you a chance to get better is you.
Yeah.
And to me, that the toughest part of golf mentally is that no one's trying to stop you to do what you need to do. The ball just sits there. And you hit it well or you don't hit it well. You make the putts or you don't make the putts. It's all on you. I mean, you know, you talk to players after a bad day, and, well, I gust of wind, I got a terrible break on number six because I caught a divot, whatever. But when that guy goes home that night and looks at the mirror, the person responsible for the 74 is looking right at him.
Yeah, Golf is incredible.
Sometimes in tennis, just the other guy has a good, you know, the old line, Dean Smith line about the other team gives scholarships too.
Yeah.
Sometimes the other guy's just good.
Right. But in golf, it's all you. I played with a buddy yesterday. I won't call him out specifically, but the guy's a 2 handicap, and he loses his mind, shoots a 45 on the front. He's tossing his clubs. He's cursing. He's giving the cup the finger. I mean, he's losing his mind.
God, he's chill a little bit.
You know, I'm like, dude, this means nothing. What's going on here? You know?
We've all seen that, though.
Yeah.
We've all seen that.
Yeah.
You know, my son stopped playing with me for a while because when I had my kids, my handicap went up because I wasn't playing or practicing.
Mm-hmm.
And I would go out on the golf course and I would think I was still a 7 handicap and I'd play like a 15.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd lose my mind.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd go, Dad, you're not that good.
Yeah.
You know, you're just not that good. Just play and
shouldn't
shut up.
Lose
and
your
eventually
mind.
I figured it out.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes you need your kids to tell you how stupid you are.
Right.
And by the way, sometimes they're right.
Yeah.
So, John,
stupid you are.
Usually they're right.
We've got, obviously, college football has started because you had some games last weekend. You had 21 games last night.
When are you flying to
tonight?
Nashville?
Tonight, 5:40. United.
Well, there won't be any traffic getting to the airport at that hour.
Right.
See, John would drive to Nashville.
I would. Have driven to Nashville.
Is the drive, what's that, about 10 hours from here?
10 hours, almost exactly 10 hours, yeah.
I pondered it, but that's just too long.
No, it's a
3-day weekend. Anyway.
I understand, and you've got family.
It costs an arm and a leg to fly, mm-hmm. by the way.
It does.
But so anyway, just with the locals.
Let me just say one thing before we get into the whole college football deal.
Yeah.
I had to drive to Richmond after I was on with you guys last week because I was recording the Ivy League book,
mm-hmm.
and I heard you interviewing
Brent Pry.
Brent Pry.
Yep.
And then the guys were saying afterwards, "You're so into it. It's so cool."
Yeah.
And I think it's great.
Well, here's one reason, John.
Your daughter.
Both my daughters, but I've given that school about $300,000. All right, so that's another reason why I kind of root for them,
because
I've given so much money. I'm invested.
I understand. You want something in return.
Yeah. But no, I'm into it, and I'm looking forward to it.
Degrees.
I've never been to Nashville, and I've never been to Vanderbilt, obviously.
Nice town.
Yeah.
You'll like it.
But just in terms of the locals, you know, your boys, Navy, they're playing Bucknell. Maryland's playing UConn. You already talked about Tech, Old Dominion. You got JMU with a new coach, Chesney, coming in from Holy Cross. What's kind of intriguing you just about the locals?
Well, you know, I'm always intrigued by Navy because I work for them, mm-hmm. and because I've been involved with them since 1995. And they were close to being good last year. Good as in, you know, 7 wins in a bowl bid. And they ended up with 5 wins. And I talked to Brian Newberry earlier this week. He thinks they're going to be better. He thinks they've got, more consistency at quarterback. They've got good linebackers. The kid Ramos is very good, experienced secondary. But they got to win this game. You know,
right.
2 years ago, they were very optimistic, and they lost their opener to Delaware. Now, Delaware's a good FCS team year in and year out. Bucknell's okay. But they've got to win this game. And they got to win next week against Temple if they're going to have a good season, the kind of season that they're hoping for.
Right.
James Madison with a new coach is interesting. They were a great story last year. What they've done with their athletic department and their football program, I think is remarkable. Virginia Tech Vanderbilt's an interesting game, especially being on the road for Tech, because I know Tech's got high hopes this year to be near the top of the ACC.
Yeah, they think they can win 8 or 9 games. With their schedule.
Yeah, and again, Vanderbilt's one of those games, if you want to win 8 or 9, you
have
probably
to beat them. Correct.
And especially with you on hand. but you know, you never know who's going to emerge. That was a good win for Colorado last night, because North Dakota State is always good. Always good.
Yep, they're tough.
And that was a good win.
John, you made me think of it because you mentioned Navy, and I told the boys I watched a Netflix documentary on Connor Stallions, and I guess his deal was he got a start at Navy. I don't know if you know much about him, the guy, the sign stealer at Michigan.
I know he's a liar.
certainly I think they've caught him lying, but I'm not trying to indict Navy at all. Because I think sign stealing, they even say it's legal. You just can't take practices and do all these other extracurricular things when you try to steal signs. It's part of the game as far as I'm concerned. But I thought it was interesting. The way he got his start is he simply went into Coach Ken's office and said, "Hey, can I help you out any?" He was a freshman there. And he said, he said, "Here, walk it." He just walked him over to the offensive coordinator and said, "Here, here's your new assistant." And then he said, "Well, what would you like me to do on game day?" And they go, "Well, we don't have anybody like trying to decipher signals. You want to try to do that?" And he said, "Sure." And then he took off. The guy turns out he's kind of a genius in the way he did it all. But I don't know. Have you seen that doc? Do you know much about
I
that whole story?
I have not seen the doc. We just got our television sets hooked up yesterday.
Oh, wow.
Here. So, no, I have not seen that doc. And I'm sure Ken thought it was perfectly innocent.
Mm-hmm.
When he gave the guy some work to do, and he probably told him what what his skills were, what talent he might have. And you're always looking for something
for
new
an edge.
In coaching. But I did see stories on the doc in which he says, "Well, I don't recall if I was at Central Michigan last year." What?
Yeah. Is that
what?
Yeah, the one where he's on the sideline and the mustache, the Bobby Valentine costume. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, come on. Just, you know, the best thing to do in life when you get just dead caught is say, "Yeah, I did it. I'm sorry. I won't do it again." Whatever. But just, you know, to try to lie your way out of something like that, especially in today's world where there's always video evidence, I'm not getting it.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
All right, John, good stuff as always. Enjoy the weekend.
You too. Enjoy your trip, Jason.
Yes, sir.
Have a good time with your family.
Appreciate
I keep telling him,
thank you.
Nashville's great, but I went over there for breakfast near that stadium, and that place looked like a dump. The Vanderbilt stadium.
Yeah, First Bank.
It's an older stadium. It's been around forever. Same thing with the basketball arena. You know,
right?
It's the one basketball arena in America where the benches are in the end zones.
What are they doing with all the SEC network money? What are they doing? They're just banking it.
Yeah, I guess so. You know,
it's a great school.
They're certainly not handing it out to the quote unquote student athlete.
No,
they're not.
That's for sure. All right, thank you, John.
Have a good weekend.
Enjoy the weekend.
All right, guys, you too. Take care.
Yep. All right.
It's John Feinstein. He's brought to you by Golfdom. You can now custom fit you. They can custom fit you for the new GT Metals from Titleist or the new Apex Irons from Callaway today. Visit them in Tysons, Rockville, or Annapolis to get your game ready for fall golf. Golfdom by Worldwide Golf. Get there.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.